lyrics or something like that when you're sick. But who can listen to How Will I Know and not sing that line? I'm not going to do it because I already sang once on radio today and got severely looked at in a very stern way by my team. So I'm not going to do it again. But welcome back to the show. It is extraordinarily good to have you here and to spend the afternoon with you. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we'd be talking about cycling, and let me tell you why. One person is doing an extremely long cycle ride. Gordon Miller is a cyclist and a human rights activist. Gordon Miller is a cyclist and a human rights advocate. Who knew that a cold would impair your ability to speak? I'm so glad I work in radio. Okay, here we go. He's a cyclist and he is raising awareness for a very important cause, an awareness of modern slavery. We talk about slavery and we talk about it in the past tense, don't we? And we say, God, it happened a long time ago and it was really, really awful. But actually, it's not just in the past, is it? And it might look very differently, but it is still something that goes on. And Gordon Miller is on an epic cycle ride to raise awareness. He's going to tell us a little bit more about it. And I believe he stopped cycling for a little bit to tell us about it. Gordon, how are you doing? It's good to have you here on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. A little bit tired, but doing okay.
How long have you been cycling for today?
For today, I started at 7:45, so it's now 4:30 in Spain. So, several hours already today.
How many miles have you covered? Do you know?
About 100 miles today so far.
Extraordinary.
And I've got about another 50 or so to go before the end of the day.
I walked up the stairs today and thought I had it tough. And look at you on 100 plus miles. Gordon, tell us about the route that you're cycling, because of course you are cycling to raise awareness of modern slavery, but what route are you doing?
Yeah, I'm cycling this week. I'm cycling from Cadiz, which is in southern Spain, all the way around the coast up to Valencia, where I was this morning. And I'm cycling up I'm now cycling up to northern Spain, just south of Bilbao. So it's approximately 1700 kilometers in total, which is just over 1,000 miles. I'm doing that in 7 days, so today is day 5.
Wow. And why that particular route?
That route because it's the existing Guinness World Record that I'm attempting to break to raise the profile of this issue is 1660 kilometers. So I need to figure out a route which was more than that. So that's why I come all the way around the coast and decided to go all the way up to northern Spain. And also, my sponsor is a Spanish bike company called Orbea, and they're headquartered in northern Spain as well. So we kind of, figured it out, so it ended up there.
Now, Gordon, you're cycling and you're raising awareness about modern slavery, which, like I said earlier, we talk about it as if it's the past tense, but it's not, because people are trafficked from Africa across the Straits of Gibraltar, from Africa into Spain. They're taken across in dinghies. Women are forced into prostitution. Men are often forced into manual labor. Jobs, there's illegal activities that go on, and if those people try to break free, they are threatened with their lives or the risk of losing their families' lives. It is a really dire situation, isn't it?
It's chronic, it really is. And there's estimates of 40 million people worldwide who are trapped in some form of modern slavery, whether that's labor exploitation, whether that's domestic servitude, whether that's sexual exploitation. And really interestingly, recently there's been a report that 45,000 women and girls are trafficked into Spain, transited into Spain each year for sexual exploitation. They don't all end up in Spain. They're transported through, and literally I use the word transported carefully. They are transported like cattle through parts of Europe and into the UK, which is why I'm cycling all the way back. Once I've finished in Spain, I'm cycling up through France and then back into the UK for so I get back on the 18th of October, which is Anti-Slavery Day. That's what's coordinated.
Gordon, is it hard to raise awareness for something that a lot of people still think is something that happened in the past that isn't ongoing anymore? Because a lot of people will say, things like slavery is a relic of olden days, but actually it's not.
Yes and no. I mean, there is a big education process going on that, lots of different charities are doing. And my charity is Ride for Freedom. which is the charity that I'm raising funds and fundraising for, and also raising awareness. So yes, it's an issue because we have to educate people about what modern day slavery is. But you know, most people, when you tell them, you know, similar to me when I started my journey and understanding of this, is they're horrified that this still goes on, and most people, you know, can't believe that it still goes on in the 21st century. So if you have that initial conversation, then people usually say, "Wow, I didn't know that." And then they get onto it.
Gordon, how can people support you, the charity, get involved?
Well, rideforfreedom.org.uk is the charity. And as I say, we're fundraising. And the reason why we're fundraising is because Ride for Freedom runs a program called Free Wheel by Ride for Freedom, which supports and empowers survivors of modern slavery to cycle. So we've just recently run a pilot, and several survivors have been donated a bike, helmets, locks, lights, all the things you need to be able to cycle, and had training. And this is the program that we're piloting at the moment. And once we finish the pilot, we hope to roll this out nationally. So if people could support by donating, that would be amazing. There's a Just Giving page, which is linked to the rideforfreedom.org.uk website. And that would be lovely if people get behind it and and fundraise and support by donating. That would be amazing.
Gordon, how long have you got left to cycle today?
Today, I'm finishing most days about 8 o'clock. So I'm usually riding for about 11 hours each day, 12 hours, you know, once with a few stops in between. So I should finish by 8 p.m. Tonight. And then I start tomorrow morning the same all over again, 7:30 in the morning, and finish probably about 8 o'clock. And then I'll finish on Friday in northern Spain. And that should be a new record of 1,700 kilometers. I'm on target for it. So that's amazing.
Excellent.
And then rest day, and then I'm heading up through Spain, cycling up through France from Sunday onwards, and then back to the UK. So yeah,
I hope you've got a fair few Mars bars in your pocket there to get you through.
Yeah,
emergency rations, if you will.
Yeah, I've got all the things I need, and I think it was honey, lemon and garlic, was it, that you were saying before? I think I might pick up some of that on the way, just
Keep the strength up. Keep the strength up. Absolutely. Gordon, thank you so much for stopping. Listen, I never get to say this to any of our guests, but on your bike.
Thank you. Well done.
Take care. Thank you so much, Gordon.